USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The spectacle of Monday's total solar eclipse has concluded, captivating millions as the eclipse's shadow traveled from Texas to Maine. The contiguous United States won't witness another total solar eclipse until 2044. President Biden has unveiled a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And altogether, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among the initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. Additionally, the plan extends debt relief to borrowers who have shouldered their loans for decades. President Biden criticizing Donald Trump for his position on abortion. In a statement issued Monday, Biden asserted that the former president bears responsibility for the overturning of Roe v. Wade and alleged that Trump would endorse a national abortion ban if provided the opportunity. The statement follows Trump's release of a video Monday where he expressed his belief that abortion laws should be determined by individual states. Palestinian civilians and refugees continue starving in the war between Israel and Hamas. USA's Ryan Daniels.
World Food Program Director Cindy McCain says, though, it's not the only area in need.
Right now, Gaza is getting all the attention, and understandably, we cannot forget Sudan, DRC Congo, Somalia, Yemen, Haiti, as you mentioned. These are parts of the world that are literally on the brink of causing some even larger food crisis than are already happening right now, and I speak specifically to Sudan on that.
McCain flagged the humanitarian situation in Gaza in an appearance on CNN's State of the Union. The Israelis have announced plans to reopen a corridor in the north of Gaza to ramp up the flow of humanitarian assistance.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump intends to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing his hush money case in New York. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit aims to challenge the judge's gag order, potentially delaying the trial. Trump faces charges of falsifying business records in an alleged attempt to conceal a sexual encounter with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. This week, Congress returns with a full agenda. House Speaker Mike Johnson faces pressure to pass a national security package aiding Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate-approved bill is contested by House conservatives. Also, deadlines approach to renew FISA. In the Senate, Chuck Schumer plans to dismiss impeachment articles against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas stemming from border management issues. The Israel-Hamas war has passed the six-month mark, and while all stakeholders in the region continue struggling toward an agreement to end the violence and death in Gaza, the family of one Israeli hostage says ever since the October 7th Hamas terror attack, they've continued to face anguish and uncertainty.
Bringing the hostages back should be the top priority. It should be a world top priority. Everyone looking for de-escalation in the region should be opening the sentence saying, you know, release the hostages. You know, any sentence of any demand of ceasefire without release of hostages is a death sentence to them.
The parents and brother of Omer Nutra spoke on CNN's State of the Union. Three people are dead following a shooting at a law firm in Las Vegas. Reports indicate that shooting happened during a deposition. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.